The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. That Chick. Angel. That Chick. Angel. She make you wanna shake your thing, yo. That Chick. Angel. She's that chick. And she's super thick. She's sometimes sick, but she'll never quit. Yeah. I always like ending it with a yeah. And I'm joined by my also fantastic co-host, husband, boyfriend, lover. Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of Is It Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week. And we talk about whatever the hell we feel like it and how we want to talk about it and how we want to. I don't know.
where are you trying to land this? I got it.
Okay. Anyway, every week we record this, we're going to get into why we feel like, did you say it before we press record or after?
Baby, do your intro. I did it before.
But it's a conversation, ain't it? Anyway, we're going to get into why we feel the way we feel and why we acting the way we acting today and why she acting the way she acting. Anyway, fam.
He had two asides
every
and
it got week, through his. Because I can do that. This is my damn show. Every week, we are joined by our wonderful immediate family. Okay, we do all kinds of stuff with these wonderful people. They got our back. We got theirs. They join us every week live. They don't get the edited down version. They get the real in color version of us. You can be a part of that media family. All you gotta do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month, come over here and join all the fun and all the extra stuff that the normal viewers don't be getting. Not normal viewers, but the average viewers don't get that ain't a part of the Patreon. It's a good time over here.
It is a good time over here. We're also joined by some amazing sponsors. Lumi Deodorant and Ritual. Will tell you more about them later on in the podcast. But what we always say is, listen, you ain't got to use any of our sponsors, right? But if they do offer something that you are interested in, we ask that you do give them a try and use our promo code or our specific URL so that they know we sent you there. It's a way to support the show as well as you getting a product or service that you need for a discounted price. Did I explain that properly?
Sound like.
I think I did too. I'm over here recording an Instagram story at the same time to promote people being able to watch us live. But we have so much stuff to talk to you all about because this week has been some kind of something. So we'll start off with one of our oldest segments that we've ever done. It's not the oldest, but Tanksley Pride.
Tanksley Pride.
So if you didn't know already, Tank Sleep Pride is where we tell a story about one or two or three or four of our beautiful children. We have four boys, if you didn't know. We have 5-year-old Amar, a.k.a. the landlord, a.k.a. the slumlord, a.k.a. the Republican. We have the twins, Kai and Sai. They're beautiful 9-year-old boys that are just now starting sports. And then we have our eldest, the responsible one, the slow one as well. He's 15 Slowest. Years old. His name is Marcus. I would love for you to kick it off.
And boy, it's slow as glacier melts. Let me see. Tanksley Pride?
Yes.
Do me for a loop.
Oh, you thought I was going to do in my feelings?
Yeah.
Didn't we do that last week,
though? I don't know. It don't even matter. Tanksley Pride, this one, y'all, I'm going to have to do on, I would think I'm going to have to do it on our oldest.
Okay.
Marcus, the second, not junior. A lot of people still got that confused.
Mm-hmm.
He's gotten older in like the past 3 weeks. Like, you always get older. You get older mm-hmm. every moment you say, I got older. But he's literally gotten older. I've seen it. I can see it on his face, in his mannerisms. Like, literally the past 3 weeks, it's like, what is happening right now? Just even when talking to him, he still got that, like, as we know him, that goofy little Marcus grin and personality.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing the way he carries himself with his brothers, the way he deals with them, even the way he the way we converse with each other, he has it's just like a little bit more maturity that he didn't have 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He had maturity 3 weeks ago. It elevated some.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like you see people, like somebody young and they're getting taller. Like, you see them 3 weeks later. It's like, dang, you just got taller for real. I can see the difference. That's how it is with his, like, maturity and growing up. It's like, in the past 3 weeks, even though I've seen him every single day.
Yeah.
He's gotten older.
He has. It kind of hurts my heart a little bit. Like, his mustache has gotten so much thicker. His chin hair is now actual chin hair. It's not a beard, but like, it's like, he's are dark hairs.
He's
coming
getting that in. High school connect, that chin strap connect.
It is a lot. There's one thing he said. He won't be my Tanksley Pride story, but there's one thing he said that really showed me how he's maturing. He was like, so we were talking about, when's the last time he streamed or uploaded? Because I've been trying to, like, stay on him about his content as well. And his content is completely separate from our content. But because social media is something that he really wants to have as a potential career, I, as his mother and being a person who has done content for 15 years, am really trying to set him up so that if this is a career path he wants to take, he can hit the ground in a sprint by the time he's 18, so that, like, if he wanted to do college and content creation, he's already set up. He's making money. Yeah. So anyways,
go ahead.
I was asking him when was the last time he uploaded or whatever. He's like, it's been a while. He said, I'm trying to get better at my time management to find time mm-hmm. to actually do it. And I was just like, and I was honest with him. I said, I still struggle with that. I said, really, really badly. So I get it. I said, it's something that I have to work on all the time. I said, so we could possibly work on how you write out your schedule so you can, like, bake in. Whether it's only 30 minutes of streaming, I was like, it would probably help with your engagement. But it was just like.
Yeah. Time management, huh?
And he's been going to bed by 11.
He's done so much better this year of school than he did the last season of school, of getting in bed at a reasonable time.
Yeah.
Like, and that's not something we've always told him, man, you need to get in bed early because you're just going to be sleepy. You're going to do this to yourself. And lately he's been getting in bed earlier.
Yeah.
And that's something that, I mean, we could definitely make him go to bed and, like, turn everything off, unplug the computer. No, we ain't doing that tonight. Mm-hmm. But that's one of those things is like, all right, he got to learn this for himself. He's at that age. He needs to figure this out. I've been getting on him about keeping track of the time. Really, Angel?
Sorry, I thought it was silenced that. My bad.
Nah, keeping track of the time, like in the morning, you know what time we leave out of the house. You know how much time. You need to be watching the clocks. Be aware of what time it is all day. Like, you can't just skate by and rely on us to remind you of everything.
I think a part of that was his doctor's appointment when he would have to tell the doctor how much sleep he gets. The doctor was like, hey, you got to do better.
Yeah, you develop better. Hold on, you were saying something, and it reminded me of something I wanted to talk about. Oh, somebody asked, why is he slow? Physically, he moves extremely slow.
Like,
and apparently that's just that generation. Like, it was, I noticed it last year, maybe the year before, dropping him off at school and, you know, in line, dropping all the kids off, and the parents, shit.
Go ahead.
Okay. And the parents, everybody getting out of school, mm-hmm. and the parents having to look at their child. I don't know what they're saying to their children, but everybody's moving slow. It's crazy how slow everybody's moving. And I'm sitting there watching, and I'm like, so all these damn kids move this slow. They are just sluggish. It's like we'll pull up, and this especially when it was just him getting out. It's like the twins without be out or whatever, and I'd be looking at him like, all right, okay. He starts grabbing the stuff. Now, granted, we in a line. People away. I'm like, Marcus, come on. So every morning he was like, all right, I'm going. I'm like, but you're still moving slow, man. But that's just him. He has this, like, nonchalant, like, physical movement that he does. Actually, Angel, she does that sometimes, too. Angel mainly does it if she's tired or if she's doing a lot. You will, like, just move really slow because you usually get mad when I just go ahead and rush and do stuff. But
I think
but
it's
he
slow
does
to
it.
You sometimes though.
No, it's slow. Period.
I think it's slow to you sometimes.
But yeah, that boy, he be moving slow. And when he was younger, he used to hate when we would say he's moving slow. And I'm like, you want us to stop saying that? Guess what you can do? Not move slow.
Yeah, he's definitely on the just like, well, we're not going to get there, huh? We're just not.
Hold your horses.
Yeah,
simmer down.
Yeah, everybody just calm down. We're not going nowhere no time soon. But if he was moving fast, I would tell you what, he'll still smell good because he wears Lumi deodorant. If you're like me, you're always on the hunt for products that genuinely improve your life, then listen up. I'm about to turn you into one of my most absolute favorite products. It's Lumi's All Body Deodorant, the stick. I love it. It's the whole body deodorant stick. I called it All Body Deodorant. Y'all know what I mean. I realized I love this product when I wore it during the summer. For real, because I was just so hot all the time. And Lumi kept me from being over here stinking. Thank God. I love this product because it's a whole body formula. The scent is great. I have the lavender sage. It's long lasting. It's 72-hour odor control. And it just really smells good and doesn't irritate my body. So are you ready? Wait a minute. Sorry. I could truly upgrade and I could truly recommend this product, and I can't recommend it enough. So are you ready to upgrade to Lumi's special offer? New customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code ARGUE at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. Truly, I do love it a lot. I use it. It stays in my bathroom sink. When I get ready in the morning, I pow, pow, and I am ready to go. And that's what I love about it. Again, it is baking soda free, paraben free, and pH balanced for safe use below the belt. And there's other products in it too as well, like a cream tube, which I also really love for like different folds and what have you. But Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts. So it's like a pre-odorant, which is great. And some of their other scents are clean tangerine and toasted coconut. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes in a solid stick, cream, tube, deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, get as a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
For 15% off your first order at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
At LumiDeodorant.com. What was the hesitation on that one, ARGUE?
As soon as you said ARGUE, a noise came out of your mouth, so I thought you was going to continue, and I didn't want to interrupt you.
Got it. Sorry.
See, your boy was paying attention.
I love that. I love that for us. So, my Tanksley pride.
Real quick, about him moving slow. Do you remember always being in a rush, or did adults have to tell you to slow down? Like when doing activities or doing something.
I don't recall any of it.
Daddy was always telling me that. Like we'd be doing something. He's like, boy, calm down. We gonna do it.
Yeah, no. In that way, if you do have ADHD, I feel like that's how yours shows up. You're always rushing somebody.
It's getting worse.
I know. I see you.
And I notice it, and I struggle to wait for people to like finish a sentence, mm-hmm. to do stuff. And I recognize myself, like, making myself wait.
Yeah.
And even in the moment, I'm thinking to myself, why am I struggling right now? Why can't I let this person just finish what they're saying?
Mm-hmm. I see you. And I'll be like, bless his heart.
Angel think I got everything, though. She said, this ain't even no shade to nobody else. We was watching this commercial, and it was about autism. And she looked at me, and she was like, I think you have a touch of autism. I was like,
he on
it. It related to me, like, a lot.
Yeah, no.
Hyper-focused on certain things drives me crazy.
You definitely on that spectrum. That more so than ADHD, you on that spect. You on that strum. That's what I call it, the strum. Anywho, my Tanksley Pride story has to do with my gorgeous twins, Kai and Sai, who are just really developing into two amazing young boys. You know, we don't really talk about them much because our bookends are just in such amazing transitional stages in their life. Little Marcus is becoming really his own young man, and Amar is rapidly maturing he's still the family baby, but like his intelligence is just taking off. But these twins, I had the opportunity to be around a lot of children this weekend because I threw Jack and Jill Day. I was one of the committee members. Also, I had to do the grade group event for grade group 3. If you're not a member of Jack and Jill, that might not make any sense to you. Grade group 3 is just 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders. So they are a pretty goofy age. A lot of energy is the personality of that group. And I probably had like 20 kids that I was having to wrangle by myself. And I'm so grateful for my two boys. Their behavior, while yes, they're always going to typically behave like to the top notch when one of us is in the room. But I could tell that's not what this was. Nah. This is their level.
Yeah.
Their level set.
Because we were in the room, but you couldn't see us.
Well, they could see me.
Yeah.
Because I was doing the thing.
Like,
but
yeah.
It was still just like, I also know them outside of this situation. I know them in multiple situations. I've heard people talk about them in multiple situations about their behavior and how they act. And this is no shade to anybody else's children. I just was like, you two make things like this so easy. Mm-hmm. You're being super duper attentive. You're really trying to absorb what is being said to you right now. It's not about you being able to tell the next joke. It's not about you being the person everybody's paying attention to. You're really like, you're telling me this is something important. I want to get what is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to make sure I tell them that when I see them, because I was just so, so proud of their behavior yesterday.
That was them. I took them to a group setting, an activity. recently, and I sat and watched them observe the chaos that all the other kids were creating.
Yeah.
And they didn't participate at all. They just, both of them just took a step back and were just like, almost just standing there with their arms crossed, like, we'll wait for y'all to finish. And
yeah.
Then maybe we can get back to what we were supposed to be doing.
Right.
And that never happened.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and I was sitting there, but I didn't even give them kudos on it because I'm used to that from them.
Yeah. I think just in general in California, the standard of behavior is different than what it is in the South. And I'm not saying anybody's child is not doing age appropriate stuff. But I think because we both grew up in the South where you knew there's a time and place for everything. And it was your job as a child to decipher the time and the place. Okay. You get a couple of years of being little and not knowing. But after you hit like four, five.
But you're still going to get corrected when you're little.
Yeah. You're going to get corrected. But it's like, okay, you supposed to learn because I corrected you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was like they knew this is the time and place for learning. That they'll be fun because the people are bringing energy and funness to it that are talking to me. But I know the time and place for this is me to absorb what is being said. So I just, I really was just so proud because I really wasn't able to parent yesterday. I told Amar to leave me alone multiple times because he just would not go find his daddy. And I'm like, do you see that I am trying to run something? I'm trying to manage 20 other kids. And he's like, Mommy.
And I didn't know it to the end because I was literally standing in the middle of everything. Most of the, like 80%, 90%.
Well,
of the
he time. Was supposed to be in with his grade group, but he didn't want to be over there by himself.
Well, it was one point in time where I went to inflate the things.
Yeah.
So I wasn't there.
Yeah. So he was, I was like, okay, well, you can stay over here with me because there was nothing I could do. I couldn't make him go over there. So I'm just super proud of those little boys, and I'm going to make sure I tell them. But we get the same type of comments about them all the time, that they are just the sweetest, kindest little kids. And I just appreciate them for being that way in all settings.
Yeah, they are. They are some good kids for the most part. Stop calling me.
It's not for the most part. They're good kids. Okay, we're going to do a good old TikTok o'clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok o'clock. With TikTok o'clock, we pull something off of the interwebs and we give our opinion on what is being said. This is something that has been in the zeitgeist for the past week or so due to the announcement that Kendrick Lamar will be the headliner for the NFL Super Bowl halftime show for 2025. While on Here's the Thing, me and Kev talked about our shock that Kendrick Lamar was the named person, while me and him are both actual fans of Kendrick Lamar. We barely touched on this, and this statement had been made by Lil Wayne.
First of all, I want to say forgive me for the delay. The delay on, just the delay. I want to say I had to get strength. I had to get strength enough to do this without breaking. I must say thank you. I must say thank you to every voice, every opinion, all the care, all the love and the support out there. Your words turned into arms and held me up when I try to fall back. That hurt a lot. You know what I'm talking about, it hurt a whole lot. I blame myself for not being mentally prepared for a letdown. And for just automatically mentally putting myself in that position like somebody told me that was my position. So I blame myself for that. But I thought that was nothing, I thought that was nothing better than that spot and that stage and that platform in my city. And so it hurt. It hurt a whole lot. But y'all are fucking amazing. It made me feel like shit not getting this opportunity. And when I felt like shit, you guys reminded me that I ain't shit without y'all.
I'll stop it right there because, bless his heart, he's talking so slow. So, TikTok o'clock.
I haven't even, since this whole thing happened, I haven't talked about this at all on camera or anything.
You would have if Let Us Tell It was still.
If Let Us Tell It, yeah, we probably would have talked about it. I don't know. We may have gotten around to talking about it.
Yeah, we would have talked about it.
Well, one, feel bad for him that he felt that way, first and foremost. But this is coming from me. I know as far as music, I'm not current on anything. Like the past year and a half, maybe 2 years, I haven't been current on any type of music whatsoever.
No, you were most, current on the beef.
The beef. The latest beef with, even the Pusha T beef. That was like 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
With Drake. The Kendrick Lamar, Drake, J. Cole beef. That, when I heard the first one, the big three, mm-hmm. It's just big me. That was on a song. I had heard that song came across my playlist and I skipped past it because I was, who's the main person on that song?
Future.
I was like, I don't care. Ain't nothing on this song going to happen to make me want to hear it if it's Future. Mm-hmm. Next. Mm-hmm. Like 3 days later, I hear everybody talking about this. And then I heard the song. I said, oh, this is a song I skipped past. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even see that coming. So with that said, I can't say whether this has nothing to do with Lil Wayne's current album, if he has one out that I know of, he don't, or previous album, or his whole library of work. Mm-hmm. Ain't got nothing to do with that. I come from the standpoint of, why does it have to be Lil Wayne just because it's in Louisiana? Because outside of the LA Super Bowl last year, what artist has performed in their hometown?
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, Janet Jackson didn't perform in Ohio.
Indiana,
my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Michael Jackson didn't either.
Like, no.
Like, and I feel like this is something that black people did to ourselves. Like, if whoever city is seeing it, that's who should be performing. That's only happened last year. Who is not to say that Lil Wayne can't perform next year or then within the next couple years. I think they're mostly looking at what's current. And right now, as far as it seems like as long as Jay-Z's over this thing or has something to do with it, ain't nobody made a bigger splash in hip hop
this year
more than Kendrick Lamar has.
Yeah.
Even if somebody got more sales than him this year, ain't nobody made a bigger splash than him because he's been the talk because this dude dropped 19 diss songs in 3 days.
Right.
Oh, and he dropped those diss songs on one of the biggest artists that's ever lived. Like,
yeah.
And that was my confusion of when I first heard this. It wasn't like, oh, I can't believe it. Or, nah, he shouldn't pick Lil Wayne. He ain't that. Mine wasn't that. My thought process literally was, why does it have to be him just because of that's in his city?
Unfortunately, and I don't like to put like a negative, even more negative spin on this, but kind of to piggyback off of what you said, I think it's very much so a crab in a barrel thing. Crabs in a barrel.
Yeah.
Of the fact
Beyonce
that, like,
ain't perform in Houston?
No, she. Where did she perform? Did she perform in Houston?
That's the other person I was trying to think of.
I can't remember where she performed in.
Yeah,
I
think Rihanna
she
might, didn't perform.
No, I think she performed in New Orleans.
Yeah, Rihanna didn't perform in Barbados.
But that's the. I feel like if he really wanted to perform at the Super Bowl, I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's not been something. Yeah, she did perform in New Orleans. I was going to say, she performed in New Orleans.
Didn't nobody say nothing that year?
Absolutely didn't.
I don't remember anybody saying anything.
There wasn't. And I do feel like there is a thing. It's becoming more prevalent to me, and it's probably also because of some of the platforms that I follow, that we love to find the negative opinion
mm-hmm.
on something. And while this could have been another great moment for hip hop, that another hip hop artist is getting to headline.
Yeah.
it became, why this artist? Why not another? Let me tell you, I don't care if it's in Utah. If I were to ever get to ask to just even go, give me one, I will be like, thank you.
Now somebody remixed your song and that's all you get to say.
Give me one.
All right, go on, get off stage.
I'll be like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't even watch the Super Bowl, but I do watch this part. I appreciate it. So that's the part that is kind of concerning. I don't know why Lil Wayne thought that he would be up to perform. Yeah. The way he sounds right now, mm-hmm. I would not think he would be like, I am in Super Bowl performing health, Super Bowl performing mindset. Also, again, because a large part of his career discography includes people that he does not perform with anymore.
Yeah. Because that goes literally over. Yes. It ain't Usher can't do Super Bowl and perform confetti. He got to perform his big hits.
Yes.
With the people. They're usually bringing other people out.
That part also makes me go, now, yes, did Rihanna not nary a feature on her?
Nah, she didn't.
She didn't.
But they made up for that with visually.
Yeah. No.
We're going to put this billionaire at risk by putting her up in the air.
Pregnant.
And everybody going to be looking nervous. That's going to be the show.
Pregnant with her pregnant self. However, even if he did not do a feature, it's like, yeah, you're going to have to still go back to those old songs. So I don't know. I get from an artist's viewpoint of thinking you were going to get something mm-hmm. that you might not even been mentioned.
Right.
I would be shocked if he was even in the conversation of, maybe he was, and this is not to belittle Lil Wayne's contribution to hip hop.
I'm not at all.
Because he has been doing hip hop since he was a young, young boy.
I think he was 13
before puberty
or something.
Had really 12. Kicked in. He has been doing hip hop, so this is not to downplay that. But what I am trying to say is that what he's doing currently in his career, while he is still performing and stuff, we really haven't heard anything new. And I feel like they only allow that for their white performers.
Mm-hmm. And see, I can't even come from that aspect because, like I said, I'm not current.
Yeah.
On music. I was looking at the situation itself. And like you said, the whole crabs in a barrel thing, it's crazy how I can't, because we only do this with us.
Mm-hmm.
When people get so big and so have so much success, they got to demonize them.
Oh, yeah.
And this is like, everybody hates Jay-Z. Look at him. They can't congratulate Jay-Z for picking Kendrick. They got to try to drag his name through the dirt for not picking Lil Wayne. And even having the position, if he's even making these decisions, he's just the face. We don't know who's actually making these decisions.
Because also, this is the other thing that people have to realize. And I kind of mentioned this on Here's the Thing when I was thanking the stage crew for saying such lovely things about me and Josh, is that this is a business. And at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you are always trying to make sure that your Super Bowl, whatever that halftime show is that's being produced, gets as many eyeballs as possible. It has to get as many eyeballs as possible. And currently, in my opinion, if it were between the two, Kendrick is going to get you more eyeballs than Lil Wayne.
And that's what the position that the people that hate this decision have the credit and the money be going to your pocket. Not to say that it's going that they even getting paid or whatever, but who would you pick if it was a complete business decision only?
I don't think people. Like, I think a lot of people who are upset are not realizing like the demographic of the people watching.
Well, people hate gonna hate. And like
they're like, you know, New Orleans would have pulled up not to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is so expensive. Yeah. The people who live there typically aren't the people that are at the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl is extremely white.
Oh my goodness!
Go to one, I guarantee you.
But
them people paying for them seats.
Instead of tearing myself all up and having myself in stress and anxiety and all whatnot, and having my gut health be all over the place and all this other craziness, I want to focus on doing right by myself with ritual. Did you know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1913? That still blows my mind. I've read this copy before. And I'm like, what the heck did they think? Like, what were they testing? What were they researching if they weren't using us? That's insane to me. Well, Ritual knows, and they have conducted a university-led human clinical trial for their essential for women 18 plus multivitamin to assess its efficacy. That means they are trying to find out, does it work on women 18 plus? Well, how are they going to know if they're not testing it on women? Ritual is like, we got you, sis. The result is that it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. I love that I am now of the age that I question things. I don't just believe everything I see. I make sure I look it up. I check. It's a little bit of a skeptic, but I love that because it allows me to know the truth instead of just absorbing gossip or untruths. Well, if you are one of those people that can spot a too good to be true health hack from a mile away and relabels like it's your job, congratulations. You are a skeptic, and Ritual knows that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your standards. Their clinically backed essential for women's 18 plus multivitamin has high quality traceable key ingredients in clean bioavailable form. I like Ritual. I like that you only have to take two pills. I like that it's a delayed release pill. That lets me know you about to make sure I absorb everything that's up in here to the best of my body's ability. I love that. I like to take it in the morning because it works really well on my stomach and does not cause me any type of nausea. They also have some other really great favorites that Ritual offers. They have daily protein, symbiotic plus gut health, Hyacera, and just some really amazing things that I think you'll love. Again, it's clinically backed multivitamin for women's 18 plus, and it is USP verified. So you know that you can trust what you're putting in your body. Only about 1% of supplement brands on the market have a USP verified marks, which shows that the product contains the actual ingredients listed on the label. No more shady business. Ritual Essentials for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
For 25% off. All right, let's get into today's discussion. Oh,
I just want to go back at that real quick. With the LA performance with Dr. Dre, how it was a fire show. People loved it. You had Dr. Dre perform, you had Eminem perform, 50 Cent, that's Detroit and New York, but they didn't bother to bring out Mr. Compton himself and nobody cared. Yeah. The Game.
They brought out Mary.
They brought out the Game. He didn't even have to do a song. Just have him walk across stage.
They said, no.
Nobody cared.
No.
But I don't know. Just like if you're going to have that energy, keep that energy across the board. But again, I was just shocked that I was like, who said that he has to perform in his city? Like,
all right, today's discussion. Y'all, we are so tired. We are so tired. We are sleepy tired. We are exhausted because we are parents of a newborn.
Oh, my God.
Of a newborn puppy. And he acts like a damn newborn.
Worse. Newborns at least get sleepy and fall asleep. They will cry themselves to sleep. This fool did not.
He crapped himself. That's why he was crying, though, probably.
Well, I got up. And that was probably about 3:15. Mm-hmm. And I could smell it walking into the living room. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm not cleaning this up right now. You're going to have to deal with it. Mm-mm. And he laughed at me as I walked away and went back upstairs for the next 45 minutes as I tried to sleep. He said, no, you coming back.
That baby cried and cried. First, it was him and Lottie barking at each other. He's crying. She's barking. Because I think she's like, it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
It is bedtime and you are too loud. And we had to close the boys' doors, even though they slept through it. I'm sure it did like stir them. Yeah.
Marcus said, woke him up a little bit, but the fact that they all pretty much slept through most of it, I ain't had no sleep. Y'all, we didn't go to bed till about, 1:30?
Yeah, we went to bed late.
And
And then they barked and barked.
First they barked and barked. And again, 3:15, I was wide awake.
First of all, we put Lala in this like kennel situation that has a mesh top. And the thing about Lala, she's very smart. She figured out how to get out of the thing. We in the bed and we hear, yeah. That's her little claws on the walking.
We got to get her another bell too because I can't find her nowhere.
Okay, yeah, that fell off when so I got I'll just order her another.
We have a bell to go on her collar because she's so small, so we can hear her and make sure she ain't by our feet or something.
So, we had to go put the dining room chair. Kitchen dining room chairs upside down on the mesh part to keep her from being able to unlatch the Velcro. So we've been built a damn fort.
Yeah.
And so that kept her in there, but then he just kept yelping,
chewing at the kennel, yelping. I went down there. By the time I did get up and go down there, I was like, well, I'm wide awake now. I contemplated it for about 25 minutes, and I was like, hell with it. The covers are eyes are still burning. Eyes are burning right now. They started burning then. I went up and went down there, got up and went down there. First of all, I put on gloves because, again, he crapped all in the kennel. It was everywhere. It was outside the kennel, inside.
Yeah.
It looked like it started off as solid turds, and then he just sprayed it all over the place.
Yeah, he probably did.
Caked it down in the little crevices and everything. So I put on gloves, and I just picked him up and put him outside. Then I let Lala outside, and he peed right away. I put him outside. He walked around for a little bit. He peed. I said, no, you stay out there. So I start cleaning up. He starts yelping outside. Mind you, it's like 4:03. Like, can't have this.
Yeah.
So let him back in. And now as I'm over there cleaning, he's trying to play with the rag. Now he's in a good mood. He wants to play.
Yeah, he's like, Daddy, you got up.
He was trying to play outside,
too. I'm so happy you're up.
Little nub tail going. I said, boy, I'd punch you to the neighbor's house. And let them think that they just got a stray dog that ran up. Like, I don't know why he liked me so much. Oh, it's y'all's dog. Y'all found him. He was in your backyard, you say?
So
crazy is me trying to clean out this kennel. Because the kennel is narrow, but it's long.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect for Lottie.
Yeah. And the door is even more narrow. Mm-hmm. So me trying to contort my body.
To clean up in there.
I stopped using it. I went to the garage and got Simple Green.
I know. I saw it.
I sprayed and let it soak. So I just let it soak. I got little tools trying to get down in the crevices. But then by the time I took them out front after I cleaned everything up, I was like, well, I know it's about time for y'all to actually have to go. Took them out front. He peed again. Wasn't pooping because I was like, well, you done got it all out.
No, yeah,
this point.
He didn't already poop.
So I walked him around the cul-de-sac, down the street and back up. Lala didn't do nothing, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she ended up back in the kennel. I was like, I'm not doing this with you.
Yeah.
And that has been my morning.
What's so funny is Castle made a fool out of him. He said, Angel, you know what? I think he might already be housebroken.
I ain't gonna speak too soon.
Well, you did.
I said, but I think he might be house because he hadn't done anything in the house. Every time we step outside, he would run to the bushes or run to the turf and he would pee or crap. And I'm like, he's actually doing really good.
He took a crap at our house this morning and then
actually this morning. I'll still give him that because he finished eating. I fed him. He finished eating. Literally right after he finished eating, he ran to the living room and he was like walking around and I walked in there. He hadn't even come out yet. He was squatting. I said, no. And he took off running and turds were just falling out his butt as he was running. So he knew he wasn't supposed to do it, but that food, like because the trainer was there, that food must've just pushed something out.
Of course.
Couldn't help it. But then we found some pee on Lala's little cushion.
Yes, I was looking at her bed and I said, that's pee and it's a lot. It's not, Lala had that much pee in her at once.
And because I kept an eye on him the entire time. I have no idea when he did that, but he had to do it. And then right before we left to come here, I went downstairs. I seen I take it back. I saw the pee first.
Oh.
And I walked past it. I was like, where is he at? And he's in the living room. He's in there playing with the rope. And he looks up and sees me and goes to run and hide. And I was like, so you know you did this.
He's like, yeah, absolutely. I know you did.
Punk ass.
Let me tell you.
Hey, look, y'all, we'll give y'all a real good deal on these dogs.
No, leave my babies alone. Then he is,
y'all DM me.
He's the cutest.
He's AKC certified.
He has the prettiest little face. His head is so little. His legs is so big.
We say his head is little because the last time we had a puppy that small, which was our pit bull X, his head was 3 times bigger than his body.
Yes. His head was
enormous, and it stayed enormous. It, like, that percentage never changed his entire life.
He is.
But no, his body, so his head compared to his body look, but he's got
and
the.
He's hefty. And Lala on the ground look similar size. He's bigger, but they look similar size.
Yeah, they look very close
you
to size.
You pick them up and you're like, this is the difference between a pack of feathers and a pack of bricks. Same size packages.
He's heavy. he's clumsy, falling all over the place.
So yesterday, I had to execute an all chapter event for my chapter of Jack and Jill. And I didn't realize how small our committee was until we were in execution mode. And I kept asking the chair, I was like, where's the rest of the committee? Where's the rest of the committee? When we would be on meeting calls. And I planned, I created the idea for yesterday, and it was a lot of stuff. So from when I woke up, I ran to the store to grab stuff. I got balloons because I didn't see that anybody was assigned balloons. And I was like, we really need balloons. Like, it just will make it look nicer. Yada, yada, yada. And so at 2:45, I show up to the facility. I was able to find a facility that was Black owned, which I'm just so grateful for.
A dope facility too.
Yeah.
It's really dope.
For this event. And I'm like setting up, sweating. And I'm like, where is the rest of our committee? Right? I'm like, where is it? And so the committee was small. And
they said, we are them. We are here. They are the us.
I was just like, what? So I'm trying to do grade level specific activities, but also help run an entire event at the same time. Because the person who was supposed to be working with me with my grade level group, she got COVID. She was like, I can still come with a mask on. And because she had tested positive a little bit ago, but not enough for me to want to deal with it, right? So we deal with that. Brescia had an amazing opportunity that fell into her lap yesterday morning. She did not have a sitter. Her nanny not available. And I have been waiting to babysit Brave, like without Brescia, because Brave be really persnickety if her mother's around. Like, she'll be like, wait a minute, why are you holding me if she right there? So I was like, what time is your event? She's like 7. Now, my event don't end until 7, but I was like, that's fine, bring her. I will watch her, I will hold her. So sure enough, she brought her. Now, Brescia had to wait to actually drop. I said, I've got to finish my big parts. But once I finish this other grade group activity, give me the baby. Brave did amazing. Brave literally, from the time we watched her, maybe she cried once, and that was only because Marcus didn't know she was hungry. Yeah. I was in the bathtub with Amar, and I gave him Brave, and then Brave started to like get upset. Yeah,
she was with me for at the event and at the house. She was with me for a long time.
So when I came down, I made her bottle, and she was fine. She let me put her to sleep twice. So, you know, Brescia and her husband Nick came and picked up the baby. We were watching Fight Night, which is really great. Recommend that you watch it. And then the stuff with the dog. So not only am I like physically tired because I was sweating yesterday, ripping and running.
It was warm in there too.
Ripping and running, trying to make sure these vents went off well.
Sorry.
I also, oh my God, today. Did not sleep well because the puppy was yelling. I didn't get up during the 4 o'clock. He didn't ask me to get up.
I
would have been like,
because I closed the door when I left the bedroom.
I would have been like, now when La Di Da Di shit on herself, I had to get it myself. So I'm gonna need you to, I'm gonna need you to do that. But he was waking me up. My sleep was so disjointed. So we feel like new parents. And I don't have the benefit of being able to breastfeed to calm him down.
Man.
I'm like, what did we get ourselves into? Because he's so young.
He's young.
He's so young. He's only 8 weeks.
Yeah. You can still see a little umbilical cord cut off on his stomach.
I can't believe another dog had to carry that big ass dog. Him and Lala are now getting along.
Yeah.
She first was
couple of hours. She wasn't feeling him at all.
She said, get this black ass, whatever this is, up out of here.
Yeah. And then once he wasn't paying her no attention, she won't get all in his face.
And now they bark more. Now she never barked before. Now
yeah, she would.
Like to get out the cage, but
no,
like,
she would bark in the house. If the kids get too riled up and they playing, she would bark.
Oh, I really heard it. Now I feel like that's them all
playing. Just sitting there staring and barking at each other. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all don't shut up.
And then he's just the clumsiest damn clumsy dog. And heavy. He tried to jump up on the trainer today and was like, it was your
the most pitiful jump.
I was like, why did you try? But he's obsessed with his daddy. And yeah, what has but, real bad separation anxiety. Marcus went to the garage. I'm upstairs with Lala getting dressed, putting on this head wrap. I hear Marcus go into the garage and then he goes, rawr, 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 rawr. I said, boy, he's in the garage. What? I came down the steps to see what he was doing. He's sitting in the dining room crying.
he was literally, he finished eating. Or no, I gave him water. This is like the 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. I gave him some water, and I walk around on the other side of the island in the kitchen, and he didn't see me. I said, "What are you whining about?" But that breed, they get attached really quick.
Oh yeah.
That like our Supreme, our last Connie Corso, he was like that too. There's been people. I saw a video recently where somebody found a stray one. He was like 3-4 years old. And they didn't know. It was like, this dog, it looks like he had an owner, but it looked like he ain't ate in a couple of days. So by the time, and they've been like trying to, you know, feed him, he still wasn't really dealing with their family. But by the time, I don't know if the police came or if animal rescue came, he's now protecting them from the people that showed up.
Oh, Lord.
Like that, and it had only been a couple of hours. That's how quickly they get attached if they ain't got nobody around them.
He about to be a lap dog. I was holding him in the car. He was in my lap, and he was like, if I could get over to his lap, though, can I sit in daddy's lap? Can that be my friend, daddy? Daddy, daddy?
I need him game. I'd like what the trainer said. I don't do nothing younger than 6 months.
I love that.
I need to.
If I could have been able to do that with Lala, that's what I would have wanted.
Yeah.
I don't know
if I wanted something 6 months, but definitely 3.
Give
three
me a couple
solid
more.
Three something. The guy, he got a little more independence to him already, because right now he ain't got no independence whatsoever.
Let me tell you one thing that happened great today is that Lala's doing amazing with her training. She did so good today. Now I did tell him, I said, hey, I didn't pay you this money for all this.
Yeah, we don't care nothing about sitting and raising your hand up.
I don't care. Squatting. I don't care if she don't know none of them commands.
Yeah.
I need to stop pissing and crapping in my house. Help me train that about her.
And right after she said it, Castle was running and shitting.
Yep.
I said, no. And he just took off running. And them turds, I said, I'll be damned.
But I know our family portrait is going to be fire with these jet black dogs. Mm-hmm. They are both all black. Lala does have like a little patch right here at her neck white.
I like that though.
But he is shiny, silky black.
And I hope he stays at dark.
So do I. But if you see all his face, he looks like a baby. Yeah, like he is your puppy. Oh, his shot toot. But they went on a walk together this morning. It was hilarious. I took them on a walk and I was like,
imagine being blindfolded and somebody throwing weighted beach balls at you. That's what it looked like. He when he's running, it looked like he's getting hit by imaginary weighted balls, just knocking him all over the place. Like, why did you just fall to your left side? Like, your side, not even like stumble.
He has a struggle trying to get up on the curb. I'd be like, come on.
He's like, you got to study it. Like, let's see.
He's like, how can I get this back leg up here? He's so fat. It's just so much fatness. But yeah.
He's a puppy. He's supposed to be chubby.
But I think he's going to be a great addition. The boys were so super excited. We have to train Amar that he can't play with Castle the way he plays with Lala.
Yeah.
Lala and him are no holds bars. It's really difficult for her to hurt him, and it rarely ever happens.
No, they be she be headbutting his ass.
No, I know, but yeah. It's still a different. He recovers really fast. Oh, yeah. He'll be like, Lala.
Yeah, but I gotta tell him, like, you can't be the toy when you're playing with the dog. Because then they playing with you, but they're biting at you, even though they ain't biting hard. Especially puppies, they got them little sharp teeth, and they come at you wrong, and now you cut or bleeding.
And all Castle did was swat at him with his paw, and it hit the side of his face. And his paw is very heavy. His claws are very sharp. So it tore Amar up. So he's just got to learn.
Meeting his feelings. He wasn't, like, cutting nothing. He had a little scratch.
He's like,
but I need to tell all of them that you can't make yourself the toy. You
I've have told to them that multiple times.
To have a toy and play with that with the dog.
I've
so they
him
think
him
the dog
times.
Biting on him is fun. I'm like, no, y'all got to stop doing that.
Little Marcus, he was excited about the dog too. He did his little with his nose all scrunched up.
Tell him what he did.
So the twins and Amar saw the dog first, and I've recorded it. It'll be in one of my TikTok vlogs.
Oh yeah, and Patreon, y'all gonna see the dog on Wednesday.
It'll be in one of my TikTok vlogs. But then I was like, okay, call Lil Marcus. Kai was like, can I tell Lil Marcus? I said, no, tell him to come downstairs. Now, I'm surprised Lil Marcus didn't hear it because Amar was like, oh, my God, we got a new dog. I was like, Amar, shut up, dude, hush.
After we literally just said.
Yeah, don't say nothing.
Don't tell Marcus.
It's a new doggy. I was like, oh, my God. So Marcus comes down. He walks into the kitchen where Dad is holding, has the dog in front of him. And Lil Marcus gives us no reaction. Then all of a sudden, he was like, and then goes over to the dog.
He's like, oh, my God.
Has the dog smell his hands and stuff. He was like, I don't have it in my contact, so I thought it was Lala.
It's an old-ass statement. I ain't got my reading glasses on.
I said, oh, my goodness. So they're all super-duper excited about the new addition. And I think he is a great addition to the – I mean –
yeah, he definitely will be. Even now, but he definitely will be. Just even out the fact of how attached he is to the family, he already listens. If you call him, tell him to follow you. Mm-hmm. He'll like follow you if you're walking down the street or something. He sits on command.
Okay.
He'll be a good addition. Somebody asked, I could
do they change? Some, get do they, lighter?
Yeah, some dogs, depending on the parents, or it could come out like, you know, you get people in your family. Somebody get hazel eyes out of nowhere because they had a relative long ago that had hazel eyes. It usually happens. His mom was jet black. His dad was blue. So blue meaning gray. That's what they call it. And so I'm hoping he stays jet black and doesn't eventually turn blue, or you know, a little bit of brindle in him or nothing.
It's kind of like a, you know how a Yorkie start off looking like miniature Rottweilers. Yeah. Their coloring is black and tan. However, as they grow older, for most Yorkies, not all, most Yorkies will be
silver
and blonde.
Yeah.
So with a Cane Corso, as they get older and as their skin kind of stretches, you might start to see like some of the patterns in it because you can also, there's fawn,
Brindle, red.
And usually, like, if they're going to be fine, they will come out fine. Yeah. But I feel like more so what I have seen is that it looks like you have a solid color dog. Then they get bigger and you start to see brindle patterning in their fur.
So with my first one with Supreme, he was a Cane Corso. And he was the last one. Nobody picked him because he was the only one that came out fawn color. The rest of them came out black, or they all looked either black or blue. And then when I sent him pictures, I sent the breeder pictures probably after he was a year, I think. And he was like, oh, my God, he looks so amazing. He said, your dog is the only one that stayed a solid color. All his brothers and sisters ended up turning brindle because of the dad was brindle and the mom was, I can't remember what the mom was, but the dad was brindle. So he was the only solid color fine one. Everybody else was, it was blue brindle and I think black brindle or something like that.
Real quick, this to go back to what we were talking about for TikTok TV.
TikTok o'clock.
TikTok o'clock.
TikTok
Thank
TV.
Jesus help
Coming
me.
Coming to a station near you.
Glock Topics on their Twitter said, Super Halftime Show producer Jesse Collins reveals that Jay-Z is responsible for choosing the annual halftime act.
Okay.
He said, since we've been on board with that show, he's made it every year, and it's been amazing. He's always picked right. And this is what he said in his Variety, which is, Instagram be putting all my stuff together because literally right after right after this Shade Room post. Oh, and this is what Jesse Collins said to Variety. He says, we love Wayne, Collins says. There's always Vegas odds on who's getting to perform it. But I think we're going to do an amazing show with Kendrick, and I think everybody's going to love the halftime show. I know Kendrick is going to work exceptionally hard to deliver an amazing show. He said, Lamar has already been a good luck charm for This is what Variety said. Has already been a good luck charm for Collins, who won that Super Bowl halftime show Emmy in the Outstanding Variety Live category, which included the Compton Natives contribution. The event served as a tribute to hip hop that included Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, Eminem, 50 Cent, as well as Lamar. Collins has been the EP on the Super Bowl halftime show since 2021, joining Jay-Z and Roc Nation team in molding one of the most anticipated highlights inside TV's most watch event of the year. He says, it's a decision that Jay makes, Collins says, for choosing the annual halftime act. Since we've been on board, that's his show with it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. He's just repeating what the other one said.
Yeah. And then literally the next thing that showed up in my feed was Jesse Collins in his picture with his three Emmys. This man is in his bag. He actually produced the Emmys. So he produced the Emmys award crazy. Show.
Yeah, while you at it, give me one of them.
Give me it. Since I'm here already, do you mind handing one over to me? That would be great.
I have to make sure I get in some conversations with him.
We've had great ones.
Now, I mean more selfish conversations. Look, all the pleasantries. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look. I would appreciate it.
That is,
you
still
know, whatever, if you can.
Nah. That is still just hysterical to me that I did not know that man.
I thought he looked familiar because I just met him a few times.
And it turns out I wasn't wrong about his name.
No, she was right.
I actually have, well, I don't know about the last name. I think I'm wrong on that. But I have his government name in my phone.
Yeah.
I said, okay. Hey. Now I don't feel so crazy because I was just like, girl, how you get the whole name wrong now? Jeez. I didn't. Yes. But long story short, we are.
Oh, did I tell you? Dapped me up, hugged
me up. Where?
At the school.
They at the school?
Yes.
Oh. I was doing Bush.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he's super cool.
No, I wasn't. I was expecting a, hey, what's up, man? I was like, you're you.
Hey. You know Lauren didn't know who he was?
That shocks me.
Yeah, I said, what? No, super cool, him and his wife.
Yeah.
Anyway, anywho, anyhow. We are so tired because we ain't had no sleep because we got new puppies and they are a little tween.
Just now, some of y'all may have seen me holding the phone up to my ear because I had to tap into our cameras to see if I could hear them from the backyard camera yelping through the house.
They just loud. I mean, he was loud. Loud.
No, she started off loud. She was doing some unusual barking.
Yeah.
They was both going back and forth. And then he stopped. She kept going.
Between them, had owls that were making the weirdest noise last night.
It's probably common.
It was like,
I've never heard owls make that noise. It was, that's pretty much what it was.
They were like Trey Songz. You know, when he goes, yeah. And they were like, yeah.
And I've heard
at Marcus.
I've heard some other weird noise. It was one night I walked outside, and it was a noise, and I was like, "That sounds big and terrifying." I don't know what that could be, but it had to be up. It was definitely up in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is, if it's anywhere near my size or even smaller, I don't want to see it. But so I'm sitting there, we hearing this noise. So I go in the house, grab a flashlight, and I'm like, I can hear where the noises are coming from because it's like four different areas. I'm like, whatever this creature is multiple of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and I'm looking. And I got the flashlight going. Right when I turned the flashlight on, this enormous owl is flying over our head.
That wingspan made that thing look like a plane that was just lower than what it should be.
Yeah. So, and if you don't know this, owls are probably, I think, one of the only birds or flightless animals, or not flightless, animals that can fly that you can't hear fly.
You heard nothing. You just saw this gigantic ass bird soaring above us.
Scientists have put microphones and had owls fly past it, like high, and there's no sound that comes from
it. And
an
it
owl
looked
flying.
Like it was flying over us, but looking at us, yeah. Like tracking us.
Because I had my light. I was like, oh, because I saw him coming, and I just held the light on him, and it was literally like a glider. If you had, you know, them gliders back in the day, the styrofoam ones. Somebody threw it and it's going, but you can't hear anything. That's what it was. It was like, this thing is huge.
Well, then he found the other one. It was at the top of a tree and he flashed his lights.
I'm showing Angel. I'm like, look, he's right there. She's like, where? Yeah. So we hear the whoop, and then we heard a couple of whoo, normal whoos from an owl. So as I go and I put my light on him, he goes,
yes. Yes. I said, okay, turn the light off. I said, well, now he wants to show Brisha's husband.
I said, yeah. did you hear that?
He's like, let me show you.
So Angel went in the house right after that.
Because I was like, the owl's about to kill our dogs. Our dogs is outside. Let's take the dogs.
But I didn't hear it. I couldn't tell if it came from him or something else.
No, I knew it was him. So he hissed showing at him.
I'm like, all right, look at the top of that tree. I said, watch. And I shine the light. I said, you see his owls? He said, oh, yeah, I do see him. He said, I said, oh. All right, y'all go on and get the truck.
I don't know why you keep trying to piss this damn owl off, because he might not be able to fly off with you, but he'll fly off with some part of you.
Yeah, he's going to fly off with some of me.
I said, why we got all this damn wildlife?
I actually enjoy the owls. I'm just glad they wasn't on the chimney again.
Listen, I'm just glad we haven't had any mountain lions.
Yeah, we had a bobcat.
Did not.
Ain't had no mountain lions.
Be like, move me. Oh my goodness, you guys. Thank y'all for making this so easy. We enjoy talking to y'all on the fumes of energy that we have.
Yeah.
I'm trying to train Lala and being like, good girl. He's like, no, it's gotta be like a kid. I said, I don't have any
more.
Did
you see me over at the table falling asleep?
No.
This is y'all. Look, Angel sitting there going with the trainer. I'm just kind of listening. This is me, Hope, because Castle kept interfering, so I got him on the leash. This is me.
Fellas, if you watch on YouTube, if you're not watching this podcast, Marcus falls asleep like, oh man. Let me tell you how much Castle loves his little sister, though. I wasn't allowing her to eat, because it actually works better if she has an appetite when you train her, because you're training her with treats. So she's like, I want these treats. I'm hungry. So he knew she wanted to eat some of his food, because I'm having to hold her leash back. This is before we started. Holding her by her leash back from him eating. So after he got full, he was coming over to her with a mouthful of food and dropping it on the floor in front of her.
He did it twice.
For her to eat. I said, Castle, if you don't stop. And she was tearing that food up. I said, oh, this is bad luck, kids.
Now Angel don't want no more damn kids.
Not now. I could have had more kids, absolutely. I love it.
Not with me.
Yeah, no. They don't like to pull out, so it would have been what it was. Marcus will chance it. You try to punch me in my stomach.
I would never punch you in the stomach, Angel. I'd push you down the stairs.
Right. But he would have gotten me pregnant. Had I wanted more kids, as much as he would have not wanted them, he would have gotten me pregnant. I would have had more. But no, the puppies are enough for me. They're my babies. All right, so. Check out our sponsors that we told you about earlier. They are Lumi and Ritual. Smell good, feel good. Use our codes. You can also check out both of our businesses. Marcus's is Manshit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T, Beard and Body Butter that is sold all year long. Mama Likes is my brand. We still have some beauty products. We still have, I think I actually have a couple. I have some purses left from the banana pudding. I'll re-release those this winter, and some other little accessories are on there. We'll be dropping another box for the winter time. You can always come back here on Wednesday for our next episode. But if you want to get a little more content from us, please feel free to join our Patreon at patreon.com/thatchickangel. It's really only $5 a month. I know some people's budgets are so tight that $5 is a lot, But there's a lot of people, their budget is not that tight. And $5 is actually something that they waste easily. Go ahead and waste it on us and get some content. They went with me to get surgery. What did we do, fix the shit? Or did we do fix the shit this past Wednesday?
We did.
We just can't remember what it was.
I can't remember.
I did it with him.
Yeah, you did. What'd she do, y'all? What'd she talk about?
Oh, Lord, I can't remember. Oh, I was on the treadmill, fixing my body.
He was on the treadmill.
Oh, yes, because Patreon and I are doing a wellness challenge in the month of October. Marcus is going to join us, too, so we'll be coming out with the rules for that because we're all going to get healthier as we go into the holiday season. So join us for $5 a month. You're going to get to choose your rules.
Oh, okay. I'm like, holiday season, I'm like, hey.
No, it's for just for the month of October.
Oh, okay, I can do that.
Bless his heart.
Until the 31st, because I'm going to give me some Reese's and Kit Kats.
Oh, my God, today.
Well, that's a good, that's one day.
I'm not, that's not why I'm saying, oh, my God, today. I think that's it. We look forward to talking to you all Patreon later on this week. And for the rest of y'all, we'll see y'all next Wednesday.
All right,
God
fam.
Bless y'all. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.